update on what's happening out in this area? Like, who thinks that this area is theirs, and who thinks that they can destroy it without the watchdogs that are us? But also the terrorism laws. We're going to bring up the terrorism laws. We're going to talk about terrorist activity and what sedition is, what new powers the police have because of this, what it means for you and I walking down the street. You know, I mean, when do we draw the line? When do the cops have enough power? When are we sufficiently convinced that we can look after ourselves better than they can?
Suspicious behavior. What is the criteria? Is it the way that you act? Or is it the color? Sure. I went to the garage. Something was wrong with my accelerator. They said they would fix it. Leave it with us and come back later. So where shall I go now? What shall I do? Where shall I venture? I'll go to the center. I'll hop on a bus. I'll hop an adventure. Standing at the bus stop. In the winter, in the December, my body a shiver, my nose a run, my spine a quiver. Then two policemen were looking at me like they were in a temper. I know I'm not wanted, I'm sure if I was, I would have remembered. They got presumptuous, situation looking dangerous. I could have been nervous, but in the father, I'm a good me trust. It could have been serious, but me decide for cool and never cuss. CS gas, them one bus, me say officer, you never had to make no fuss. Look how all the people started looking at us. You ask me why I'm at the bus stop, it is obvious. Officer, I'm waiting for a bus, must look suspicious. And kiss me teeth. Walking good for me, make me exercise my feet. Me in the driver's seat and I'm me car most of the week. Help me heartbeat, I will go walking down the street. I heard some people shouting with some words I can't repeat. I was not doing nothing, so I went and take a peek. In the entrance of a shop, I saw four people in a heap. At the bottom was a black youth, so crush she couldn't speak. The man them pan the top, I tell the crowd they catch a thief. A citizen's arrest and them a wait for the police. Roughing up the youth, he got an elbow in 19. When out dropped the youth, received the shock. Keeper said it wasn't that black youth there. He bought his merchandise fair and square. You make the thief get away, you make the thief get clear. Was that white youth with the blonde hair? Must look suspicious.
It's now 3.5 minutes past 12 o'clock. Thank you very much to Shelley for these eco tones. I'm Troy and I'm going to be doing the hemp hours. It's a holiday hemp hours. Bob's not here. Michael should be in a little bit later on, I reckon, or very, very soon even. And I thought, while I'm still sorting everything out, we'll start with this one that's a little bit guitar-y. It's the Ruts and it's called Sus. Are you sus? Yeah. Freaked myself out there.
Ah, well, how was that?
That was good.
The Who.
Who are you? The, yep. From the Who's Next album.
Who's Next, with them all having a piss.
Yeah.
Don't you love it? Classic piece of...
They are too. I didn't realise.
They were all having a piss. That's right.
It's not their shadows behind them. That's their piss.
That's right.
Hey, we might say... We might say piss.
The wee on the wall.
The wee on the wall. That's where the writing's on the wall. It's Gerald.
It's the goddess.
And
the goddess is back.
And Michael. Not pointless. Thank
not pointless.
Stumpy the man.
Did you hear that?
Stumpy has returned.
Stumpy.
And not pointless.
Lefty.
I've discovered.
That means you're lefty or righty now.
Remember we had the big news last week? I mean, we shouldn't really be talking about this shit because it doesn't involve drugs.
It does so.
You had lots?
Mate, I've had Panadine Fort. I've never had them before.
They were good?
They're not a patch on cannabis.
They're not a patch. There's nothing like...
You wouldn't even call them a patch.
There's nothing like the mother's.
They're not there. Worthy of a patch.
Let's face it, if you're going to get
shit-faced,
there's only one way to do it organically.
Yeah.
Pot.
Yarns.
Pot.
Anyway, the
grow it and smoke it.
The Panadine Fort was interesting, though, in that, you know, it does. It spaces you out a bit. I found with champagne, especially, and antibiotics, the little mix with the cannabis and Christmas.
Champagne.
Very nice.
It makes
champagne.
You
I don't know about champagne.
It makes you smooth even if you haven't shaved.
Anyway. The only good thing about champagne is the toast you get to make when you do it. Champagne for my real friends. Real pain for my sham friends.
Anyway, just in case anyone gives a shit at all, I went back to the hospital yesterday.
Yep.
And watched the cricket for a couple of hours, and then they called me in. And
that's a painkiller in itself.
Very nice doctor said, you take it off yourself, the bandage. Mm. I haven't been seen it for a week. And
typical,
it's mashed,
typical.
But they were very happy. They
use
said, oh, we're not going to chop the end off. Looks like it'll all grow and keep alive.
Yeah,
grow
back. Mutated.
It looks fully mutated, and when I point at people now, mate, they will shiver in their bones.
Digitus ridiculous.
Yes.
Will it be a bit crooked?
Yes. The old pointing the bone will have a whole new meaning.
There's bits of bone sticking
out. I know what you
end.
Think of bone.
You could just leave a bit of bone hanging out.
They have.
The bone's been chipped, that's all. Mm-hmm. It's cool. That's so, part of the twisted point effect.
Just a bit of a catch-up. Last time I was on here with the goddess...
Was I as pretty as I am now?
Yeah.
Prettier.
You've had some...
Prettier!
You've had some digital alteration down below there.
He's been airbrushed.
You, goddess?
I have.
What's happened?
I've had...
You've come alive again, I take it.
Well, I was on the internet a bit.
Did you hear him stammer for a few words there?
I've been on the internet.
On the internet.
I've been on the internet. And every
my
time
God,
I went
it's
on,
moving as we speak.
Every time I turned on my internet connection, there was an offer to make my penis bigger.
Yeah.
Now,
idiot, as a goddess, I just took them all up.
Is that all those scars on your thighs?
Eh?
Is that where they've moved?
28 foot long dick.
Yeah,
I took it. They said an inch. They all promised me an inch. Well, I took them all up on
it. Well, all I can say is no wonder you can't get a girlfriend.
And so when you're on the internet, this internet, how do you...
Away from
how do you,
rabbit.
Do you smoke it or what? How do you take it?
You take it down the phone line.
Oh.
Yeah.
Alright.
It's fairly, it's easier for the generations who grow up with it, I hear.
Have you been on the internet
it's
too?
Nothing for the goddess. The goddess can do, I found,
adapt.
Anything.
No problem.
Adapt.
Mm.
Adapt.
So that's right. Last time me and you were
adapt
here together.
Adapt or die.
And that's goddess and Troy.
The Troy. What is your trade name, Troy?
Troy.
Helen.
If you, whatever you want. I don't care what you call me. Don't call me late for dinner. I'll be happy.
Helen of Troy?
If you want, I don't mind. People
that's
call
nice.
Me, people
nice
call me all
it.
Kinds of things. Rude things, other things. But anyway, you were going to make some wooden bongs. Can you ever remember?
Yeah, I was. I moved on from there.
Yeah.
We've got a special segment on the show from Wooden Bong today.
Yeah.
A cooking with hemp. Special chef come all the way from
Townsville.
Wooden Bong.
Via Wooden Bong.
Via Wooden Bong to talk to us about cooking with hemp. Legal hemp, of course.
Learning
of course.
His trade as he went.
Cooking, yes.
Cooking with hemp.
Cooking with
right.
hemp.
So hang around
we'll
for that, listener.
That Christmas turkey
yep. Don't go
stuffed
away.
With hemp.
And we know it's rutting
no
season.
I wonder I smashed my finger.
We know it's rutting season out there.
Oh,
so
rutting.
So stay quiet, rutting.
It's like word retting, isn't it?
No, it's different than retting.
Oh, you don't mean retting.
28 foot one. Just try and keep your mind on, this is a drug show, not the rug show. Now, there's been quite a bit of drug news this week. Yeah. Michelle Leslie. We worried about
oh,
Michelle.
Yeah,
there
that girl.
She was, prancing out, doing pre-Christmas shopping at Bondi with her mum.
Mm-hmm.
Looking every bit like she'd survived well. And
who were you talking about? I don't know nothing about the shit. What are you on about?
Michelle.
Chick, she's
we're going
Michelle.
Back to drug catch-up.
Oh, yeah.
Chappelle. Mark, did anyone talk to Chappelle over Christmas? Have you talked to Chappelle this week?
Just
casually. Did you talk to Chappelle in jail this week?
Well, only through the ether. Only through the ether.
Anyway.
And I have to take a lot of ether to get me there.
She was a bit lonely over Christmas, I heard, and she really regrets having the photo taken with the big drug dealer, but shit happens.
Yeah. Yep.
And the Barley 9... I like that lesbian
Barley
girl
Nine.
From Newcastle. She's a legend.
It's a good
Renee
name,
Lawrence.
Isn't it?
Renee, I sent her special Christmas greetings. I hope she got them.
Newcastle. It's a tough town, Newcastle,
she's a Newcastle
isn't it?
Girl, mate. She's a straight talker there amongst them. They've been fully scammed, the Barley Nine. Anyway, we
have
hoping,
they?
Yeah, yeah.
Have they?
Yeah, well, they're probably...
Are they just little geesies that went around there and thought, oh, we'll get away with this because they're dumb?
Well, they're fodder for this year's newspapers coming up.
Okay, here's the
where are you going on
here's
New Year's Eve?
Here's a piece of New Year's advice.
Advise
don't
me.
Smuggle heroin.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
Probably don't.
Good advice?
I hear the bowler.
Don't do pot. Don't smuggle pot either, not unless you can get away with it. But definitely don't smuggle heroin.
Don't smuggle.
Don't smuggle in. Just smuggle. Just cuddle. Don't smuggle.
Grow your own.
I think there's a bit of a duty to sort of spread the word about growing your own. Spread the seed, so to speak.
You encourage people
it's
to do
it. It's a good time
it.
Of year. All the seedy pots coming out. Everyone's run out of their good yandy. The crappy seedy pots coming out. They all grow those little mothers.
Encourage people to do it.
I've run into many mature people around here, old enough to know better, and they still want to buy it. Grow it.
You say there's something wrong there.
They should just grow it.
Yeah.
They know the story.
They've got a backyard.
They know the story.
And if it's personal use...
They've got a front yard.
It's clearly
they've got a cupboard.
Use, you know. The courts are far more advanced in their understanding than the legislators, I'd have to say.
Well, the police might bust you, but the courts are going to throw it out. Pretty much.
If it's personal, you know, stand up for your rights.
Yep.
And let the
get up there,
stand
defend yourself.
Too.
Don't get a lawyer unless it's Steve Bolt. And even then, don't bother.
Oh, no. I've a terrific story of Paul Smart I heard lately, how he really helped someone and was very, very good.
Yeah.
So, you know, different courses for different horses.
Yep.
James Fuggle and what's his name? James works for Ralph James.
Mm-hmm.
Good mob. There's some good helpers around.
They have had some good results, those boys, haven't they?
And the Steve Bolt new Heilpern, what was the book? A Rough Deal. They've made a reprint of that, Redfern Press. Now, I don't know if the Hep Embassy's got it yet, but we should get it immediately.
A Rough Deal? Was that about sex and jails?
No, this is all the New South Wales drug laws, or is it Australia-wide? I think it's particularly New South Wales.
It's a new book.
Yeah, new edition.
New edition.
Update, because
updated.
They've made about 4,000 new laws since that was written eight years ago.
I know the laws. No one's keeping up with the laws.
Clearly the big drug news, though, is the new president of Bolivia is a coke grower. Was a coke grower. Started off as a llama herder, then became a coke grower.
Because?
Really?
Why did he do that?
Because
it paid better.
Then he became chief of the Coke Growers Association. He has just unanimously been elected prez of Bolivia, announcing all the way we're going to legalise cocaine. I'm over all this crap. Well.
It's simpler.
Is he still alive today? There's a big question about that, because the Americans are fairly slow, but I think within a week... they might have taken a bit of action.
Mm.
We're not sure. But that's news.
That is.
That's big news.
Should we go to a song for a little
anyway,
bit?
Anyway, the Bolivian Embassy
no.
asked
no.
us... No, the Bolivian Embassy have asked us to put out a call to people not to keep applying for visas.
He's talking.
They've been flooded.
We just don't talk for a while.
Bolivia has had about 6 or 7 million new visas granted, and they can't take any more just yet. There won't be enough rice to go around. So, audio coke...
I've got a daughter in Bolivia.
Well, mate, she can sell her visa for a fortune.
A little foster daughter.
There's coke addicts all over the world heading there.
All right.
It's full on.
Cool.
Mm.
Well, they were in coca country.
So that'll get rid of a few people.
Oh. Well, it's a good thing to do. Go to Bolivia. Boost their tourism trade.
Mm.
Exactly.
What else? Troy, tell us. Where's Bob at Woodford?
Oh, Bob. Oh,
everyone's at Woodford.
Who cares?
Everyone is not at Woodford.
No, he's probably at Woodford.
We're here.
Everyone who's anyone is at Woodford.
We're
all
not
the
anyone.
Don't take
people.
It personally, listeners. Do
all
not
the
take it
people.
Personally. If you go to the bolo on New Year's Eve, where the silver bowler is reputedly going to come off the wall and perform
Ooh.
At midnight,
Ooh.
You'll see everyone is not just at Woodford, mate.
All right.
It's going to become animated.
The silver bowler's coming off the wall.
Yeah, apparently you
know
at midnight, on the stroke of midnight, he is, I think it's pretty much a guarantee all your money back,
yeah,
he's going to come off the wall.
Dancing.
Yep.
Well,
On the green.
One for one are going to be playing down at the...
That's what it meant. If you're on the... I just got it there.
On the green.
On the green.
He's going to come, off the wall and do a dance on the green, of course, because the bowler can't say, you know, we got Yandy dinner and special cakes and all that. No. Obviously, they can't say it. So they keep the code happening. The silver bolo is going to come off the wall and be dancing on the green. I've just got it, the code.
Okay, that's exciting for you. That's very exciting for you.
Yeah, it's a revelation.
He hasn't. He's been on some pretty strange drugs. It's twisted him up. Our mayor, our stumpy mayor, he's changed. Did you get plenty of Yandy while you were in there?
Yep.
Intravenously.
And the nice little Chinese doctor, the guy who I go into the operating
room.
Anaesthetist. You can't.
That's how you say it, you fool, and you weren't saying it properly. Anaesthetist.
The anaesthetist.
No, you are wrong. Anaesthetist.
Just count backwards from 100.
Anaesthetist.
Anaesthetist.
100.
It is bullshit, mate.
It is not. 99. It's from the Greek.
Anaesthetic.
Anathema.
Anaesthetic.
From the Greek. Anaesthetic. Anaesthetist.
The anaesthetist.
You've got to say it with a slight lisp. Anaesthetist. The hint of a lisp.
And the 28
foot shrunk back to about 6 inches while you're saying that.
6 good inches.
Anyway,
my friend.
Nice.
I think it's gone inverted.
Anaesthetist. Anaesthetist.
Yes, you're not getting very far with your story.
I don't mind that anaesthetist.
Let's move on.
Everyone knows what I mean.
Yeah.
He said to me, you're on any drugs? He was about the 15th person who asked me, you're on any drugs? And gave me a form.
And you're right, pot.
And I said, no, but I smoke pot regularly. He goes, what? I go, cannabis. Daily. He goes, right, well, that'll be great if you get any nausea after this.
Yeah, right.
His exact words.
The anaesthetist.
They were his exact words, and I think he looked just fraction envious. Fraction, just a little bit envious, knowing, as anaesthetics would know, cannabis is one of the best.
Anaesthetists know all these things.
Anaesthetists would know these things. Anaesthetists. Fists. You've got to say it properly, Michael. You're on radio. You're talking to
the
listener.
We have found his vulnerable point.
Who's?
Pedantic.
The goddess.
Pedantic.
I'm pedantic when it comes to English. Anaesthetist.
Pedantic.
Down to 2 inches.
I'm going to play a song. I don't care what you say.
How?
Will you stop scratching and give me a beat? Ouch! Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce the hi-hat. Go on. That's good. Now tambourine. Right now. Man, hammering toys. This is girls on the block with the nasty
little bit of Naina Cherry there with Buffalo Stance, 35 past 12.
Gee, how time flies.
25 to 1.
How time
flies.
I've
lost the cook. The cook was hovering outside, I know.
The cook?
And mate.
For the hemp cooking.
Anyway, he's drifted on. I tell you, if he can smell a bit of hemp cooking anywhere, he'll just, his nose will lead him just like that. It's very difficult. Here's a little bit of uninteresting news.
Chappelle
Corby's mother denies her daughter was friends with an Adelaide man charged with trafficking 15 kg from South Australia to Queensland. But Rose Lee Rose admitted a man who visited her daughter in Kurrobokan prison was the same man charged. She added, Corby does not know him. But, you know, they just thought they'd have a photo together. Anyway, it's just ridiculous. I don't want to go on with it anymore. We're not sure what's happening there, and it's a bit old, that news.
Pretty old, pretty boring.
But
let's face it, we all forgot about Chappelle now.
No, we haven't.
We'll get interested again in about 20 years' time.
She'll come again.
Which is about to come.
Tony and Angela Woods have come out at Chrissy saying a decade after the tragic death of their teenager Anna, her parents have accused governments and the legal system of failing to take the war against drugs seriously. Anna's father, Tony, said politicians and judges are too soft on drugs and drug deals, and he's increasingly concerned that more and more young people are using eckies. We have made these drugs fashionable and made them available, he said.
Thank goodness for that.
Mr. Wood was responding to the Sunday Telegraph's report last week. New South Wales police had recently found 5 ecchi laboratories in under a month, more than for the whole of last year. Police said criminal syndicates were trying to meet the booming demand for the so-called party drug. And mental health experts were warning users of growing health problems such as psychosis and depression.
They're forcing people onto these chemical drugs by hammering marijuana, the fools. This guy's an idiot.
Anna was only 15 when she died in 95.
What was he? What is he?
It was her daughter.
I know.
Beautiful daughter who died at 15.
From
ecstasy. Every now and then, one in every 100,000 people has a really bad reaction to eckies. You know, they really don't. It just doesn't work for them. Tony and his wife Angela soon became prominent anti-drug campaigners after Anna's death in 95. While they have kept a much lower profile in recent years, they believe teenagers are not being sent a strong enough message. The only way we're going to stop this is to get serious and have a war on drugs and tell our kids these drugs are dangerous. It's time to do something about it. That's an original line. We have to stop making them fashionable and stop making them available. What about if we stop them being illegal? Would they be unfashionable then, Tony? Mrs. Wood slammed the language used by health professionals. Terms such as harm minimizers and the safe use were just wrong. We are hedging, pussyfooting. We are insinuating it's okay. We have become super tolerant of the damage drugs can do.
The real problem with humans is they're stupid.
These drugs damage the brain. She said while it had been a decade since Anna's death, it seemed like a blink of the eye. It's like yesterday. She's still a person to us and we love her. Mr. Wood said he still had times when we went into a black hole. For a parent, it never goes away. I agree with him. I can't blame him. But it's a pity if he really wanted to understand it. I suppose he'd have to even try one. I mean, it's very hard, isn't it?
No, it's not even that. It's the politics of it. He's not talking about the effect of it. He's talking about the damage done and the rest of it and what he believes is causing the damage. You know, and he's looking at it from a completely anecdotal, personal view because he's lost his daughter. It's broke his heart. Of course it has. Nightmare. Horrible stuff. Nothing to do with the drugs, per se. To do with the laws.
Well, look at this little photo. Who said Chappelle was old news? Out of the files.
Who's that?
There's a photo of Chappelle circulating on the internet, and there she is, relaxing with friends. Not the accused of drug dealers. Is that the bong sign that guy's making there?
Yes, it's either bong or
and
the evil eye.
She's in the
sign.
Lap of another. She looks very coy and pretty in the lap of another guy who's.
Not so pretty.
They're drinking Tui's new, and is
big
that,
cigarette.
Is that a big clip-lock bag on the table.
Big clip-lock bag on the table, and very big cigarette.
And very big clip-lock bag.
This is why they jailed her.
Like the clip-lock bag is 15 inches across at the top.
I'm not going back to Indonesia.
It's a very big one.
It's too dangerous. If they can find some photos of me doing things like that.
And the cigarette
shouldn't be so hard.
Very unusually large, you would have to say. Well, 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 Chappelle. And she's got a very tight little miniskirt on with her mates.
No.
Anyway.
Oh. No, zoom in.
Dear.
Ow!
No, it wouldn't be like that, would it?
The photos, here we go. Do you want to read more about it?
No. I'm Chappelle's bored with
Chappelle. Yeah, but our listeners in the forest who never get the news or see anything, they've been following Chappelle because we have a close connection with her, as you know. We started the story.
Yes, as we know.
Chappelle's mum, when shown the pictures taken in Queensland on Boxing Day and shows cigarette papers in the foreground, Rosalie said there was nothing wrong with them. She did not think the plastic bags on the table contained drugs. But even if they did, they would not have been Corbis. What's wrong with that? How come they're in a Ziploc bag that you put pounds in? She didn't know that.
Because you might other things too.
When you get a group, I've got pictures of me like that, says Rosalie. When you get a group of about 10 people, I bet say 5 have a puff every now and then. It doesn't say you're a druggo. Just because I have a beer, it doesn't mean I'm an alcoholic, says Rose. Ms. Rose was shown the photos by the media after arriving in Adelaide. Her attempts to see were unsuccessful. The photos, one of the men was allegedly involved in trafficking.
Blah, blah, blah.
I think it's bloody disgusting what you peoples are doing, she said, and she's probably right. We are all vulnerable now, thanks to the internet. She insists the photos were taken inside Bali's jail. They were two nice blokes. I didn't ask them at the time, are you a rapist? Are you a woman basher? Do you take drugs? It's not bad. It's an innocent photo, and the feds know it's an innocent photo.
They don't look like rapists.
Mrs. Rose says she was told by a police officer who was not corrupt exactly what was in the photos, indicating they were taken in Kerevocan jail in the visiting centre. She doesn't like drugs. That's why I knew these photos were never from someone she knew before, because she's never been to South Australia. She doesn't like drugs because in our house... Oh, no. I made that bit up.
You're raving, mate. You're carrying on like a girl.
Anyway, I have
enough,
not...
Enough of that.
Excuse me.
On with something of interest.
Fight.
All right.
Hey.
On with something of interest.
But we haven't seen that photo, and it is telling...
Well, hold it up to the microphone so the listener can see it, too.
I am. There, I'm holding it close.
Okay, I'll have them. Yeah, I'll have them. Don't worry about us. Just talk amongst yourselves.
Now, we've got a bit of news here. We've got a major event in the village.
What's happened?
Old Jack.
Old Jack died. But
Old Jack, he's moved on.
Yep.
He passed away. Remember Red Eye Jack?
Yep.
Everybody knows Jack.
I don't fucking know Jack. Oh, sorry, no swearing.
No swearing.
Who's Jack?
Everyone knew Jack McKinley and Carnival.
Laurie, do you mind just having a wash before you come into the hygienic precincts of the radio?
Jack, I remember Jack. He always wins in chess.
No, he never won a chess. Jack with the red eyes.
Because we all felt sorry for him. We let him win.
Old Jack McKinnon.
McKinnon.
Anyway, I think he was terrific.
He was a really good chess player.
Mm. He's moved on.
And he helped kids learn to read and write.
He has joined with the universal mind. I asked him just before
he
went.
That's exactly right.
And he said that's where he was going.
Yeah.
So, back with the universal mind. Good on you, Jack. Happy trails, my brother.
Jack,
now, we're going to sing his song. He asked us to sing him a song.
Have we found the song?
Redemption song.
Haven't found the song yet. I found it.
Him on his way.
And then it disappeared.
You had it.
Have we got Redemption song in that box somewhere?
No,
we haven't got it.
I thought
All right.
Well, we don't either. That's why we're going to sing it.
Well, do you want to sing it without...
Because he wanted us to.
He doesn't want to be redeemed.
He's part of the universal mind.
And Chappelle was boring too?
No.
Yeah, I think she was.
Boring. Jack was for you. A good chess player.
Not for everybody, for herself at the moment.
No, look at all the people still looking at the photo.
What
photo? I can tell here all the people.
Well, our listeners aren't looking at it.
They are looking at the photo, mate.
No, they're not.
With the big pound bag on the table and the big joint and Chappelle off her face.
They do use those bags for other things besides
that. That one was all skipping the other day.
Was it?
Yeah, I played it. We're talking about a song that I played the other day and it was skipping.
Mm.
But I played it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need to play it.
Do you know, I've been listening to this guy from Powderfinger.
Yeah.
What's his name? Bernard. Someone or another. He's just done a solo album, maybe. Red Hot.
No, you don't think so?
I don't know.
A bit of music news. Thought you guys might like to hear it.
Look at these trendy yuppie houses in Sydney. They look exactly like our bush houses here. You know, they're using corrugated iron and bits of old junk and nice old peeling paint. And this is the yuppie house.
Rustic, it's called.
The rustic look, mate.
I saw a picture of Bill Gates' new house. Bill Gates.
Is it looking rustic?
$60 million.
Is it rustic?
And I think it's the most amazing looking hippie shack I've ever seen in my whole life. It looks like something you'd expect out the back of the Fort Hills of Nimbus.
I love
it. He paid $60 million for it.
That's
if you could see a picture of this, go for it. Have a look at this. And you'd You'd agree. It looked like something that should be in the back of the Hilton.
Yeah.
I think Beautiful Bill thing. Gates should move into Nimbin.
I heard music, he was interested.
Music.
Music and a break.
I think he should come out and hang out with us and
hit us with some song, around. My friend.
Yeah,
songs are coming.
We'll be good mates with Bill.
I reckon
we
Bill Gates would be
it's
more.
Coming.
Do you think there'd be a chance we'd finish the skate ramp if Bill came to live here? There'd be a
I
chance.
Think he could get a big bloody helicopter and move it somewhere where it'll be quiet. I mean, what are
What's this called?
Idea to build something
no,
quiet.
No.
What
he
about
would
we
do?
Put a roof over
he
it?
He would make rubber ramps.
It.
He would make the
it.
Ramps out of rubber.
It really needs to be...
Rubber ramps, rubber wheels.
Steel rollers.
Oh, steel wheels, rubber ramps. I'm going to play a song.
Go over to that microphone and people will hear you much better. They're way up in the forest, mate. You can't expect to speak a metre away.
Mm-hmm.
The people who are listening to us, our avid listeners... Oh.
You're tuned in MFM. That was a song from David Gilmour. It was called Cry From The Street. It's now about 10 minutes away from 1 o'clock. This is the Hemp Hours, and we're going to play a little bit more music now until we get back to some more chaotic, uncontrolled information delivery. That's what we call it here. And this next track is something from Althea and Donna. It's called Uptown Top Rankin', and it's something you should probably like very much.
Money in my pocket, but I just can't get no love. Money in my pocket, but I just can't get no love. I'm praying for a girl to be my own. Sonia said she's coming, but I don't believe a word she said, 'cause she ran away and left me one rainy day. She made me head in mind that her love would never die, and now I'm alone, so alone, so alone, yeah, yeah. Money in my pocket, but I just can't get no love, oh no. Money in my pocket, but I just can't get no love. The love I had in mind was very, very hard to find. Oh, it's hard for a man to live without a woman. And a woman needs a man to cling to. You'll see what love can do after making me feel blue. Ain't that a shame?
Had a go out there, fellas.
You got us, we'll get over it soon.
I was the only one that had a pipe.
Well, you said you didn't have a lighter. It's the end of the world and we haven't got a lighter.
I found a lighter.
Gosh.
No, I found a lighter because I am the goddess.
Okay.
What can you do?
Anyway, the goddess is stone.
Anyway, we've just been looking
immaculate.
We've just been looking at I can't even remember. The Free Radio Santa Cruz, Skidmark Bob, Diane and Kel. Diane and Kel are the beautiful girls with the full teeth.
I thought they
were
boys.
The real teeth, mate. They're not hippie chicks.
I thought they were boys.
They got beautiful big grins.
In the picture,
American
I thought they were boys.
Styles. They're not boys, were they?
Sorry, girls.
Yeah, they look gorgeous. I am so happy that some of you guys way over there find our dribble interesting. I love it.
Have a feel. I don't know if you can.
Mate, we can send
out.
You're
listening to our show. My advice to you guys, get a life.
Actually, I think they are going to be our connection to George, because I've been having a bit of trouble with my connection through to Washington, and I think we might have to use Skidmark Bob and
just
his friends.
Go through John. Go through Honest John.
Go through Honest John direct.
If you speak loudly enough into Honest John's ass,
George
hears it.
He was
in vibration.
We've been teasing him about Bolivia. Mate, Bolivia. The amount of people in Washington alone who have applied for a visa to live in Bolivia forevermore is a trifle embarrassing.
Mm.
I got to tell you.
Mm. And speaking of South America, the Amazon is going through a terrible drought. Everyone knows that. Drought.
Tell me.
Mate, the aerial photos of the Amazon, the creeks have all dried up. The fish are dead.
And the areas that were supposed to be left and not milled, they've been turned quietly behind everybody's back into soybean plantations.
Yeah, that's what they're growing. Soya beans.
So we can have soya milk. And soya pudding.
Shit.
And
turn into little soya beans.
That's what everything's made
out
of.
You can't even
smoke. Soybeans out of the Amazon. Everything. Cars, buildings, whole rivers. No, I don't think that's right.
Unbelievable.
I don't think that's right. I haven't got a really clear handle on reality.
I know that. And it could be to do with the Jesus weed. You've been consuming an extraordinary amount of Jesus weed for a lot of, you know, what, year, decade, or two or three now?
Well,
as you slowly worked out where to find the good strains?
Well, if you are what you eat, then, or smoke, in this case.
The thing is, will you turn into the Jesus bit or the weed
bit? I don't know whether I'm more human or plant now.
Yeah, I agree.
Huh?
Are you
talking to me?
Read
news. I know you can't handle me reading news, so you just relax.
Well, it just gets boring when you start getting boring.
Yeah, I can't help it. I'm thrilled to bits with director Neil Armfield's reaction when he heard his film Candy had been selected for the Berlin Film Festival. What's this got to do? The Australian film stars Heath Ledger and Abbie Cornish as a couple in a drug-addled romance. It was very easy, said Neil. We just supplied them all the drugs and they did the rest. It was Ledger's first role after his praise performance as a gay ranch hand. So nice to get back on the bong, said Heath. He's just deepened so incredibly over the last couple of years, and he's utterly come into his own and realised his own strengths.
A gay cowboy.
Yeah.
He's deepened incredibly.
Armfield described it as a kind of love triangle. That's the hero, a heroine, and then there's heroine. Yeah. The heroine represented the very human desire to make things better and the human experience sharper and richer and deeper. Their tragedy, yes, they don't see it until too late, that it cannibalises the very thing that's so special. Heroine's making it into the movies big time. Anyway, every good junkie I knew needed 2 ounces of really good Primo. And that was the best thing to break their habit.
No, then they went and bloody, they got, that's what he's saying to me, I just need 2 ounces of Primo, goddess.
And then I'll pay you.
And then I'll be able to get off the smack, and they'd get the 2 ounces of Primo, and they'd go and sell it, and they'd go and get a hit and whack it up their arm. Junkies.
I hope everyone knows the difference between a junkie and an alcoholic in Nimbin.
Both of them will steal your wallet, but...
The junkie will help you look for it.
Hey.
Poor junkies. Oh, love your enemies, mate.
They're not my enemies, they're wankers. They're losers.
New Jersey has become the first American state to require random steroid testing in school sports in an attempt to halt the growing use of the performance-enhancing drug that some experts estimate affects up to 8% of high school athletes. Look at Taylor Hooton.
Who?
Who killed himself while suffering steroid withdrawal symptoms. Taylor, he's only 8. He's 8 years old. He's 6'8".
And 125 kilos.
Excuse me.
Look at this
Taylor,
poor boy.
I think, old mate, you've just had a little bit too much.
All right.
Ah,
they
well.
They blew him up too quick, didn't they?
Oh, dear.
And then he withdrew, and he killed him.
Anyway, you can't just take all these drugs and then stop. Your body goes burka.
And steroids. I mean, really.
What other news have we got? How many drug busts over the summer?
Oh, none.
Not really.
None. They stopped busting drugs. They said, everybody, you're allowed to now. That's official.
Toxicology tests.
You heard it on the Hemp Hour.
Yep. Toxicology tests are expected to show if a man who died after driving down the wrong side of the road had deliberately swallowed heroin. Highway patrol officers were told about 9 a.m. on Saturday a Hyundai was driving the wrong way on the Hume Highway near Marulan.
Mm.
When they stopped him, he appeared to be swallowing a substance before suffering convulsions and dying despite effort. So they stopped him, so he swallows the stash.
No, no.
What are they on about?
He's driving along, swallowing the stash.
No, when they